The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they all saw him, they worshiped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Ay, ay, ay. I'll try that again, okay? Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Thank you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. You don't have to answer. That's part of the homily, all right? And then in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Okay, good. All right. Today we celebrate the beautiful solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. Father Ricky, I'm covering for him for this Mass and for the 1245 Mass because he is at his former parish. They are celebrating the Church of the Holy Trinity on this Feast of the Holy Trinity, celebrating 100 years. So please, in a special way, keep Father Ricky and the parish he served for many, many years, and also the Church of the Holy Trinity in your prayers as they celebrate, as we speak, their 100th anniversary. And so you have me, the shortest priest on the Archdiocese, huh? All right. What is the Holy Trinity? Does anyone know? We prayed it at the beginning of this homily where we were not sure what to do, right? What is the Holy Trinity, right? The Catechism tells us very clearly that the Holy Trinity is the essential and core teaching and mystery of our faith, huh? And then I'll go even further. We know that the Holy Trinity is one God in three persons, right? I'm not good at math, but I'm good at this, right? One plus one plus one is one. It's the Holy Trinity, huh? That's why it's a mystery, right? And I'll go even further. God the Father, the Creator, God the Son, the Redeemer, and then, as we celebrated last week, Pentecost Sunday, God the Holy Spirit, right, is the love between the Father and the Son. The love between the Father and the Son. But today, I want to focus on three simple lessons to get you through this week. My goal is not to get you through life. My goal is to get you through one day, huh? All right. At the beginning of our celebration of the Mass, we hear the beautiful greeting, and I said as well, right? The grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Do not answer, all right? The first lesson, love. The love of God. A question for all of us to truly reflect on is, do we truly believe that we are loved by God? I don't know about you, brothers and sisters, but one of the most difficult things as a priest and maybe that I encounter is there are many people who have a difficult time believing they are truly loved by God, right? One bishop once told me, there's nothing we can ever say, nothing we can ever do that will make God love us less. We are truly loved by God. You know, let's have an honest conversation, brothers and sisters. We focus too much on our shortcomings. We focus so much on the weaknesses in our lives that we forget how loved we are by God. I love celebrating baptisms, right? I baptize little babies, right, in the name of the Father. I baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And then I see them the following year, they're taller than me already, all right? But I love celebrating baptisms because I always, during homilies, I'll mention two questions during baptisms. Who are we and who do we belong to? Who are we? We are sons and daughters of a loving God. Who do we belong to? Let's be honest, brothers and sisters, regardless of what people tell us, we belong only to God. And so the good news for all of us is may we always be rooted, may we always be anchored really in the truth that we are loved by God. And so as you move forward through this week, maybe you have a lot on your mind, maybe you have a lot of challenges ahead, maybe you have a lot of uncertainties ahead in your lives today and this week, but there's one thing no one can ever take away from you, is that you are truly loved by God. Simple lesson, love, the love of God. And then the second is peace, the peace of Jesus Christ, huh? Just a show of hands, how many of you crave for peace? I do. We pray for peace every single week, but yet we get a little anxious. In the world we live in, we live with a lot of conflict. We live in a very polarized world, a very divided world, and we crave and we pray for peace. But I'll go even further. The peace that we speak of today is the peace that only God can give. The peace that we speak today is only the peace that Jesus can give, right? And if we hope to have peace in the world around us, we at first have to experience peace in our hearts. A question for all of us and for all of you is, what parts of your life need a little bit more peace? And we have the beautiful reassurance and comforting message of our gospel today, that last line of our gospel, behold, I am with you always, God tells us, right? You don't have to raise your hands, but how many of us feel anxious sometimes? How many of us feel, you don't have to raise your hands. How many of you feel worried sometimes? At every Mass, before the sign of peace, we pray, free us from distress. Free us from distress. But yet there are many times we are still worried. I love the description of being worried, right? Being worried is like a rocking chair. You go back and forth, but you go nowhere. That's what worry is. But Jesus is inviting us to have peace. And so during this Mass, may you pray for what parts of your life need peace, but do the best you can and let God do the rest. That's where the greatest peace comes from, in knowing from our gospel that the Lord will be with you always until the end of time. And then the last lesson, communion, huh? We know that the Holy Spirit is the exchange of love, the communion of love, right, is a family of love. And so the question for all of you today is, think about your families, think about your relationships. Are you a person who builds communion? Or are you a person that divides? Not too much to say about that, because that question is between you and God. And so today, my sisters and brothers, we truly rejoice on the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. We give thanks for the love of God. We give thanks for the peace of Jesus. And then we give thanks for the unity and the communion and the love of the Holy Spirit. And then with confidence and trust, we can say, you know what, Lord, I'm tired. You know what, Lord, I have many things on my mind. But you know, Lord, I know you love me. I know you'll be with me always. And then with that, with trust and confidence, we can truly say, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.